I'm NASCAR Steve, and it's time for the Fast Lane. The Xfinity teams ran a doubleheader at Kentucky that began with the first race on Thursday night. Noah Gregson swept the stages and led the most laps, but after contact slipped to 11th on the finish, the final stage was a wreck fest with a multi-car wreck about every 10 laps. The last was on the final lap that sent Justin Allgaier to a local hospital for observation. He was okay and cleared to race on Friday. Austin Cindric took the lead on lap 95 and held it to the finish for his first win on an oval and first of 2020. Riley Herbst, Ross Chastain, Chase Briscoe, and Michael Annette finished top five. Race 2 was Friday night. Noah Gregson won Stage 1 and Austin Cindric got Stage 2. Cindric dominated this one, leading 130 of 200 laps, but Noah Gregson and Harrison Burton stole the headlines after a brawl on pit row after the race. Chase Briscoe, Justin Haley, Ross Chastain, and Justin Allgaier finished top 5 in the race, and the Xfinity Series is back at Texas this weekend. The trucks raced Saturday night. They had two cautions in each stage. Zane Smith won Stage 1 and Sheldon Creed was leading in Stage 2 when the rain came and handed him the win. It was his first in the truck series. Ben Rhodes, Matt Crafton, Johnny Sauter, and Austin Hill finished top 5. Hill leads the truck series points by 46 over Creed heading into Texas this weekend. The Cup teams ran yesterday, just a competition yellow in Stage 1. Eric Amarola picked up the win. Stage 2 went green until 7 to go when Matt Kenseth spun out. It was in the middle of green flag stops and Brad Keselowski came out of the pits with the lead and held on for the stage win. In the final, a bit more trouble. A debris caution with 37 to go started a string of yellows. John Hunter Nemechek spun out. Jimmy Johnson got dumped by Brad Keselowski on the restart. And then Matt Kenseth spun again with 7 to go. They finally restarted with 2 to go, and it was rookie Cole Custer pushing his way to the front from 9th place in the restart. He took the checkers and claimed his first Cup Series win. Martin Truex Jr., Matt DiBenedetto, Kevin Harvick, and Kurt Busch finished top 5. Ryan Blaney, Christopher Bell, Eric Amarola, Brad Keselowski, and Tyler Reddick rounded the top 10. The Cup teams are also running at Texas this weekend, but first they have the All-Star Race. They're running it Wednesday night at Bristol for the very first time. They added the choose rule for the restarts where the drivers get to pick upper or lower lane, whatever they choose, and underglow lights have been added for the already eligible drivers. The teams not locked in will race in the open at 7 p.m. on FS1. The stage winners, race winner, and the driver who gets the most fan votes will transfer into the All-Star. The event is reserved for former Cup Series winners, champions, and All-Star winners who are still racing full-time. Tune in for all the fun of racing for money and not points. That's $1 million on the line. It's the All-Star Race, Wednesday night, 8:30 on FS1. I'm NASCAR Steve, and that's your Fast Lane for Monday, July 13th. All brought to you by Meekhoff Tire and Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires at the best prices.